This is Joe Basso from Music Radar, the place for music makers. I'm speaking with guitarist John Five. John, how are you?
I'm well.
Talk to me about the making of your new record, which is called Requiem. It comes out in a few weeks. How long did it take you from top to bottom to put together, and what kind of demoing process did you do with it?
Well, I love to work, so I'm always doing working on music and things like that, but most of it got written and demoed up, not really demoed up, but written on the road when we were on tour with Ozzy. It's Rob Zombie, Ozzy Osbourne. And
right. So
because a lot of the time, you know, you don't really do much when you're on tour. You know, there's a lot of downtime, so I try to take advantage of that downtime as much as possible. So I would just, all I did was I had a mini cassette recorder and a metronome, and I would just record. And it was, that's how I mostly did everything, and I just wrote and wrote and wrote and took advantage of my time off on the road.
Now, when you say a metronome, were you recording, you know, basically keyboard tracks?
I would just, the reason I would use a metronome is because I would always use, you know, try to do crazy solos, and sometimes that doesn't work when you are, if you don't have a metronome, because you know, it's very easy to get fooled if, like, something's too fast or too slow. So I always like to play with a metronome. But, no, I just had a little mini cassette recorder. I didn't do any kind of Pro Tools or anything like that on the road. One, I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. And, two, I just didn't have that that studio set up on the road. So I just did it old school style with a little mini cassette recorder.
Who are some of the musicians that are on the record?
Actually, I had a lot of guest players on the last couple records, but this one, I just kept it, you know, like total, you know, just myself, and the drummer was the drummer in Rob Zombie. His name is Tommy Clefetis, and we just kept it real, you know, just, you know, I just did most of the stuff, and we have a little keyboards on there, and our, you know, the producer, Chris Baseford, did the keyboards, but it's, you know, I'd say, like, you know, most of it's all me. So I just, you know, most of this record was done when I was flying in and out of town. So, you know, I didn't have the luxury of having some of my buddies come in and play on the record, you know?
To no Albert Lee this time or anything like that?
No Albert Lee this time.
A lot of the music is, a lot of the heavy music is very symphonic in nature. It's very grand. Do you listen to much classical music?
I like to, you know, really listen to everything. And I like to, you know, I love listening to everything. Just on my iPod, it's just like there's, you know, I like to just put it on shuffle and there's everything under the sun on there. You know, it's just, there's classical and, you know, country and, of course, heavy rock stuff and, you know, all sorts of stuff. So, 'cause, you know, I just like having a little variety when I'm listening to music. And so I appreciate, you know, I appreciate everything. That's for sure.
Talk to me about some of the country tracks on the record. You know, how do you get in the mood? How do you go from playing a volcanic piece of metal like Sounds of Impalement to, you know, some of the grand old Opry bonanza stuff like Pity Belt?
Yeah, I like, you know, sorry, that's my dog barking in the background.
Okay.
I like doing a lot of, you know, when I'm doing a lot of rock stuff, it gets tiresome of just doing that same old rock thing. So I like to change it up a little bit with some picking. It's just like, you know, you don't want to just watch horror movies all the time. You know, you want to change it up, you know, with some, you know, different kind of movies. But, you know, so I like to break out into, you know, some different styles. And, like, Pair of Anguish is just a, it's just like a bluegrass tune, you know, something like that. So it's fun, you know. It's just fun to change it up a little bit. It's really, it's good for me, too, because it makes me want to, you know, just play guitar all the time.
What kind of guitars are you using on the, you know, the metal tracks? I don't get the feeling that you're using your Telecaster.
I am. I'm using,
I'm
just using my John 5 Telecasters on, I'd say, 95% of the record, you know.
It doesn't. Yeah. I mean, it does not sound like a Telecaster on the metal stuff.
I know. That's what everybody says, and that's what's cool. That's what, even on the last tour, Ozzy would be like, "That's a Telecaster," you know, and getting that sound. So it's, you know, it's neat. I like that stuff. I like everything to be a little different, you know. I always like things a little odd and a little different.
Well, you're a little different. Now, legend has it that you were inspired to pick up the guitar after seeing Buck Owens on the TV show Hee Haw.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So you must have been a little kid then. Now, so what was it about all that picking and a grinning that that affected you so much?
So I really remember this certain thing, and I bought the old Hee Haw episodes, and I'm looking for this kid that inspired me. It was an epiphany in my life, you know, and I remember there was this little boy, and he had to be like, you know, 8 or 9 or 10, you know, I'm guessing, and he just played the banjo so well, and I was so blown away by, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I was like, oh my God, look at this kid do this, because I, you know, the only thing I knew the kids that they did was just pick their nose, you know, but this kid was amazing, and a lot of things, you know, when you're a kid, you pick up a lot of things, and they stick in your head, and, you know, you remember all the women, too, like, had big, crazy jugs in that, you know, on that show, too, and so that's, you know, I love that, too, so I think there's...
There was very little Abner.
You know, yeah, Hee Haw scarred me.
How did you discover hard rock and heavy metal, and was it a weird dichotomy for you? Because, you know, I'm sure a lot of metal players would say that all that country stuff was just, you know, goofy hillbilly music.
Well, you know, I think that I loved Kiss, you know, and I loved Jimi Hendrix when I was a little kid, you know, and I just love my Monster magazines and all that stuff, so I really appreciated, you know, those things, and, you know, Kiss and Hendrix were, you know, pretty heavy in those times, you know, and I just really got drawn to that, you know, but I really, you know, still appreciated country music a lot, you know, in the back of my head, I always, like, really enjoyed it, and that's why when I put out my records, I wanted to make it a little different. You know, I wanted to not just make crazy heavy rock guitar instrumental music, because a lot of people do that, you know. So I wanted to switch it up a little bit and put some, you know, what's the most opposite of heavy rock music is country music. So I put that in there with a, you know, kind of a heavy rock feel. And I think that's what gained some attention, because it's like speaking another language, because for guitar players it's a totally different animal.
What kind of formal training did you have? I mean, you know, were you just learning from records? Did you have teachers?
Well, I would always take lessons. I always took lessons, and I love to learn something new, you know, every other day, just to keep it fresh, you know, for myself. So I would always take lessons, and that's what I've done my whole life, is just found teachers and took lessons and found instructional tapes and now DVDs and things like that. So I'm a, you know, I love the knowledge, you know, as much as I can get.
But did you think at the time that, like, okay, I have this other side to me, you know, that other rock guitarists don't have, and that's going to propel me in a different way?
I didn't, to tell you the truth. I had no idea. I had no idea until... because I was so into the rock, you know, thing like that. But I always, you know, I played a little bit, and I understood it, you know. But I didn't understand, like, wow, I could really, you know, I can really do this thing until, you know, I was in Katie Lang, and I saw what, you know, how great it could be to do this type of playing. And I remember, you know, just... that's all I played and practiced and played and practiced, because I was, you know, I was pretty good at it, so I could just, you know, it was fun for me. It wasn't, like, so impossible where I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this. But there was this multi-instrumentalist we had in Katie Lang, and he played lap steel and banjo and fiddle and guitar, you know, played all these instruments so well. And all he did was practice, and he really inspired me a lot, you know. It was like, you know, after I play all this crazy rock, all this crazy guitar music, then I would go to Lap Steel and play all this, you know, he was incredible. It was like really inspiring. So that really inspired me to move and really start studying down on the country stuff.